Hey, buddies. So due to some kerfuffle and flusteration, we don't have a new episode for this week, but we do have this absolute banger of an episode from last year with the brilliant Matt Gourley that we're reposting. Oh, it's such a fun time. If you haven't heard it yet, you're gonna love it. Thanks for listening, and happy haunting, slime tubes. Welcome to Lizard People. This is a show where we talk all about conspiracy theories, crazy people, and kooky ideas about what's going on behind the scenes. I'm your host, Caitlin Hempstead. Let's get to the show. Is it flattering or is it?
Oh, it's fine either way. It just seems, it's so thorough. I just feel like when I look at other people's Wikipedia pages, they don't have, and I don't think my level of notoriety, whatever that is, deserves this level of detail. You know?
But podcast fans are like the most passionate fans.
They certainly are. Yeah.
Like to the point, what is that Comedy Bang Bang joke about like escape? Board. There's some like very, very specific joke on some celebrities' Wikipedia page.
There's a few of those.
And Comedy Bang Bang fans keep
like all that. Yeah.
Sure. And people like keep going into that celebrity's page to change it.
Oh,
like
yes.
Against their will.
Yes.
I appreciate it. I'm such a big fan of I Was There Too.
Oh, nice.
Was always wanting to ask, is there anyone that you like? I know you got to fulfill your squib dream, but is there anyone that you like really dream of having on?
Yeah, I really, and I've tried, I think, two or three times to no success to have the woman who is at the bottom of the well in Silence of the Lambs, you know, the kidnap victim. And
yeah.
It's the senator's daughter.
The one who puts the lotion on.
Yeah, the lotion in the basket lady. Yeah.
Oh,
and
man.
She has politely declined, which I completely understand. Because also, I think some people, if they're not familiar with the show, they just think it's like, oh, here's a show for either has-beens or just extras or bit players. And she's a working actor. And that's not what the show is, but I understand how they could see it, though.
Right. Yeah. I feel like a lot of it, but some of the people are like, no, I'm a high school principal. But like a lot of them seem like they're very working actors.
Yeah.
And it's nice. Like the spirit of it is very nice.
Yeah.
It's a kind... Well, okay. Are you ready to get down to business?
I'm ready.
Oh boy, do we have a treat. Our guest today is Matt Gourley. You know him from Super Ego, Drunk History. I Was There Too, one of my very favorite interview shows. America's Podcast Sweetheart, I would say. The Julia Roberts of podcasts.
I'll accept that, Caitlin, and thank you. Because even though all that stuff is great to talk about, I'm here because there are important things to discuss.
Okay, I'm sorry to waste your time.
Well, it's just, I think a lot of people think of me as, America's podcasting sweetheart.
Sure.
But that's just a way for me to make entree into the ears of people to tell them about things I'm concerned about, much like, thank God, the reason you had me here today.
So this has been a long con for you to get on a conspiracy theory podcast.
Every podcast and appearance I have ever done has led me to this moment here today.
That's really... a lot of pressure on me, but I'm ready.
Well, frankly, that's the mantle you have to wear for doing this important service. Now, whether you believe it or not, I don't know, but at least I have this mouthpiece where I can just finally let loose.
Okay. Well, I'm going to step out of your way because I'm an open-minded skeptic and I want to give you the space and the mic time to talk about what you're really passionate about. Not James Bond.
No.
Not cats.
That's an act.
Wow. Like 2 years of a podcast.
Yeah. And 12 years of podcasting in general to this moment leading to this day. This is my Jim Garrison Kennedy assassination trial. Look at the camera moment.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm the camera.
You're the camera. I'm looking right at you.
Yeah.
And I'm looking straight into the eardrums of these listeners.
Yeah. They can feel it right up in their brains.
Yes. I see your little ear hairs and your little, what are those three bones? The malleus, the stapes, and the hammer, whatever it is.
Of course. Everybody knows that.
Wax your ears, people, because I'm about to load up your drums with rhythm.
But don't put a bobby pin in it, because that's how I just got an ear infection.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I'm willing to let go of all the things I've come here today. Now I'm concerned.
I don't want to derail you. I'm okay. I'm using drops, but this is very real. Don't put a bobby pin in your ear. It feels good in the moment, but it's not.
It does feel good in the moment.
It's like a more extreme Q-tip. I have a problem.
I have that feeling too.
You know what I mean?
I know. I understand. We may not understand the same wavelength on this thing I'm going to talk about, but I do understand that. I like putting Q-tips deep in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels so wrong and so right. I'm done talking about light bullshit. Let's talk about the heavy stuff. Matt, what would you like to talk about today?
I'd like to talk about the Illuminati. I'd like to talk about, I'm sorry, the Illuminati. I mean, that's what people know them by.
Oh.
But the Governing Council of Wisdom over society, the way they keep things in check. If I could one day be part of them, that would be great. And also, the only element of my podcasting heretofore that I would not render useless and just weightless, and that is H.R. Giger, the surrealist, dark sculptor and artist and painter, who through all his works, whether people know it or not, has illuminated the Illuminati and all of their message.
Oh, okay. Wow. Heavy stuff. I mean, right out the gate, I have to address the elephant in the room, which is, are you nervous that talking about this publicly is going to jeopardize your entree into the Illuminati?
I had not thought about
it. Don't think about it because we have about an hour left of podcast.
I mean,
it'll be fine.
Okay. And also, when you say elephant in the room, it's almost quite literal because the imagery of an elephant, the trunk specifically, and the, I mean, I don't mean to use French language, but phallic symbolism.
Yuck.
Of that trunk is something that Giger himself had probed probed by itself being a kind of tentacle probe. That's present throughout all of the works of Giger.
No one talks about the elephant stuff.
No, they're always talking about the probes itself. But what is a trunk but a probe? And what is a probe but a Ford car? And what is a Ford car but something that has a trunk?
Wow. And Ford is the most mechanized of all the cars. And Illuminati seek to turn us all into cogs in the machine. So I've heard.
That's true, but I feel like you're saying that as if it's a bad thing. How does a clock tell time but without cogs? We need to make society tell the time as it really is. And I'll tell you what, it's close to midnight. It's a doomsday. Are you going to be a cog or are you going to be a wrench in the works that stops down the clock that tells us what time it is and the time is now to tell you that the time is nigh?
I can tell that you're really passionate about
this. I know nothing but passion.
Yeah, my God. This is a side of you that I don't think I've ever heard.
No one's heard it.
Do you want a tissue?
Yes,
you want
please.
To take a tissue break?
I want a tissue.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
You can cry into mods for... Okay, so when did you first become aware that H.R. Giger's...
At birth.
Was straight out the womb.
I felt like it was an instinctual sense I was born with. I was born with a desire to eat and sleep and illuminate the Illuminati through the works of H.R. Giger. His works spoke to me. Often his works themselves have infants in them. And I thought I saw a little bit of myself.
Wow. Who first showed you a painting?
My mom.
Oh, what was the context?
A little lullaby, a little bedtime story.
Mm. Hmm. Wow. Your mom sounds, and I say this with utmost respect, like a freak.
Yeah, I suppose you could say that. But again, I feel like you're using freak with a negative connotation when in fact, all you need to do is do what Giger does, and that is do the reverse image, the negative space. If you turned everything you thought was real the opposite way around, you might see that the other side is worth visiting.
Like the Hanged Man in tarot, and in fact, H.R. Giger did do a tarot deck. Not to connect the dots for you.
You already
just
have.
Just throwing it out
you
there.
You just did, Caitlin.
No, I'm a skeptic, okay? You're
Sounds
not.
Sounds like you're a believer.
No, I'm sorry. You're not going to win me over, try as you might.
I'm a skeptic too.
Really?
That you're a skeptic.
So your conspiracy theory is that I'm truly a believer.
I'm not going to speak for all of that other bullshit and nonsense, you know, all the lizard people, all the Pizzagate. I don't believe in any of that, but I think you believe in this. I think you want to. And I think at the end of this hour, you're going to find you will have gone to that side and come back a richer, if not negative, spacier person.
When you say negative space, do you mean like a space cadet or in the way that Giger uses negative space?
What would you prefer? And can it not be both?
Whoa. Okay.
And don't two negatives prove a positive?
Yes. I think they do.
I'm sick of being fake Matt. I want to be this Matt who's real.
Why do you think you feel pressure to be fake Matt?
Because
you know
the
what I
mean? World's not ready for this until maybe today. And I felt like listening to your place, I could have gone anywhere. I could have gone to InfoWars. They were asking, right?
Yeah.
But I wanted to go somewhere that wasn't going to be in the tank for me. I wanted to go somewhere with a rational mind, because if I pass the bar that is Caitlin, if I can get over that bar and I can bring you with me, who else will come? Your listeners? The world?
Yeah. I mean, that's up to them. I've always had, you know, the relationship with them that, like, they don't need to believe what I believe. They don't need to think what I think, you know?
They don't.
It's up to them to use their own discretion.
Right. And isn't it that discretion that when the facts are laid out, that they're going to see that this is the only rational viewpoint?
Dude, oh my God. Do we need to take another tissue break?
No, let's keep going and okay. I will tissue up while we talk.
Okay. You got a lot of snot, bud. Okay, walk us through the facts. So what's sort of the evidence? You've been indoctrinated since birth, but for the rest of us who are coming to this with fresh baby eyes.
Well, I think everything's there in Giger's paintings, okay? So the Illuminati themselves are no stranger to symbolism, right? If you look at the dollar bill and you look at the eye of the pyramid, what's it called? The
Horus.
Eye of Horus, yeah. Right. That's everywhere. It's in Giger's paintings. It's on the dollar bill. It's in the movie National Treasure. And if you don't think those three things aren't the pillars of our societies, the three pillars. Are you familiar with the three pillars of Golgotha?
Only in the sense that I read it one time and went, I can't pronounce that.
Really? Because that is more than I knew about it. So okay. I'd love for you to tell me about it.
Well, it's a word I certainly can't pronounce. And I think it has something to do with the Bible.
Yeah. Okay. So the three pillars of Golgotha are industry,
mm-hmm.
society,
mm-hmm.
and entertainment. And that's where you've got the dollar bill mm-hmm. industry.
Yeah.
Society, the culture and paintings and wisdom of H.R. Giger, and entertainment, National Treasure 1 and National Treasure 2, Book of Secrets.
Okay, very and interesting.
There's been a rumored sequel to the series, a third one,
mm-hmm.
in the works forever, and it doesn't seem to be coming to fruition. And you tell me if that's a coincidence or not.
I would guess Nicolas Cage just has like other stuff to
now,
do.
We
I don't
know that his choices
guy.
In films are the least discretionary in human history. So there is no reason. Plus, this is a major blockbuster, not one of those Left Behind movies. This is one that would be throwing tons of cash at him. And also, if this is the third in the series, that is the manifestation of the third pillar, which would bring about society's, not collapse, but pure infrastructure.
The infrastructure will finally become pure?
Pure.
Oh,
uh-huh.
So if they make the third, but I feel like that's going to be good for the Illuminati types whose ranks you hope to join, but bad for the little guy because we'll be crushed under their giant, you know, Nicolas Cage loving heels.
Oh, Caitlin.
Matt.
You're so naive.
Well, then teach me.
Okay, first of
all. Don't insult me. Just teach me.
The common misconception of the Illuminati is what's plaguing this world today.
Okay.
Everybody thinks it's after this new world order. It is, but again, not in a bad way, because the original Illuminati, and I researched this when you sent me the material to do this podcast.
Yeah.
The Bavarian Illuminati is all about the little guy, the common man. And I hesitate to say the Trump voter, so I won't.
Okay.
Because this knows no political bounds.
Wow.
It's for the little man, the common man and woman and child of every race, nation, creed, color, psychic power.
All of the different types of psychic power?
All of them. ESP.
Wow.
ESP.
Telekinesis.
Q plus.
LGBT ESP.
Q plus, yes.
Yeah, beautiful.
All of them. And so we got to get this third movie made. And that's the real reason I'm here. Imagine if you had the third National Treasure movie.
Sure.
But you know how Giger worked for Alien and Species?
Yeah.
Before he passed away, he left. You know what the Book of Secrets is? Book of Secrets?
The Book of Secrets?
Doesn't need an R.
Oh,
why?
Wow.
Because the R is...
racism.
Racism. And there's no place for that. So Book of sequins.
Okay.
Okay. White does the W is not for white.
Oh no no! What it's is the W for?
Women with a Y.
Wow, powerful stuff. Okay, yes, so seek women with a Y.
All inclusive.
Yeah.
If we get this third movie made, and okay, if we use the Book of Secrets left behind by H.R. Giger as a design bible, so that National Treasure is sort of hybrid or crossbred or spliced, if you will, with the biotechnology of the Giger types, think of what we would have.
Because you would have the three pillars, Giger, National Treasure, and it would make a lot of money.
Giger, Cage, and Jackson, the treasurer.
The Holy Trinity.
And then you take the Holy Trinity of Jackson, and that is Jackson, the treasurer, yeah, Alan Jackson, the country star, and yeah, Victoria Jackson, the greatest comedian to ever walk this earth.
What about Peter Jackson? Does that fall anywhere in there?
Yeah, he's from New Zealand.
Oh,
and that is the one thing about this new wave Illuminati is that is the one exclusionary thing we're going to do, and that is just we don't need New Zealand anymore.
So it's just not going to be a thing?
It's going to be a thing, but no one's going to talk about it.
Well, that's really hard to stomach because I like a lot. Like, I really like Taika Waititi. Like, that's yeah, going to be sacrifice for me.
He's in the industry now.
Oh, so he's part of the dollar bill, part of the situation.
My point is you can come out of New Zealand. We're going in. So
okay,
the Concords guys, Peter Jackson, yeah. Yeah, any of those people.
That's for the best because the kiwi is becoming a more and more endangered bird. And so fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we all just left the kiwis to eat their kiwis, maybe
right,
things would get better. All right. Now, I'm interested in this new world order, okay, of which you speak. Uh-huh. But I wonder specifically, how was Giger's art supposed to be part of that?
Right.
Because he has left us. He's no longer with us.
Yeah. Right.
Oh.
I understand why you'd think that. But the reason I said that this was going to be ESPQT+ is yes, that because there are certain members of society that have been naturally endowed with a sort of biomechanical antenna to talk to those who I hesitate to say are dead, but I think that's the way that you will understand it. They're not dead. They're just living in another dimension, right?
Okay. So when someone appears to, you know, a dumb, antennaless idiot like me to be dead.
Now, don't sell yourself short. You may not know.
I feel like, you know, I'm missing something. You know, I feel like I'm missing an arm that I never even knew about.
Could be.
Yikes.
The point is, not only is it possible to talk to Giger as a collaborator on this third National Treasure film, but it's possible to channel him here and now, today. And that is why I came here today.
Oh my God.
Because I think it's necessary to go to the fantastical to prove to people how big this is.
You came here to my podcast, to Echo Park, to channel H.R. Giger.
I came here to your podcast in Echo Park to park my Echo. That's the car I drive.
That's cool.
Outside the park that is literally across from your house.
Yeah.
And to echo the words of H.R. Giger himself.
I mean, this is too much to be a coincidence.
It's not a coincidence. It's I made it happen.
Wow. Are you ready? Do you need anything?
I'm ready. Is he ready? Is the question. We have to summon him. That's it. It is a bit of a thing you got to do. It's not like these worlds are not always connected. These are not like Nextel walkie-talkies. Like
totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, what's the process? What do you need from me?
Well, ironically, we do have to use some Nextel walkie-talkies to make this happen.
Do you have any? Grant, can we just take a quick break while we go look for walkie-talkies? Great. Okay. Okay, we are back. We had to go to a couple different Circuit Cities and Radio Shacks. We got them.
The fact that you found Circuit Cities and Radio Shacks is telling me that you are the type of person that I should have brought this to, because most people wouldn't go to that trouble.
Thank you. I had to fly to Arizona, and it was a lot, and you just had to sit here.
I did.
What have you been doing?
I kind of went on a little bit of a mental vacation to Arizona.
So while I was physically in Arizona, yeah, you were emotionally in Arizona.
I was, but I was at a spa and retreat in Sedona.
God, that sounds lovely.
It was nice.
Did you see any vortexes?
Excuse me?
Vortices?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Tight.
Well, okay. We got our next to walkie-talkies. I guess we're ready.
Okay, so I kind of we'll handle the energy channeling of this, but I'm going to give you one next to a walkie-talkie.
Thank you.
I'm going to put the other at Beep. This. We have three chairs at this table.
Yeah.
Much less like you set a place setting for Elijah. I'm going to set a Nextel walkie-talkie for
and
H.R. Giger.
I always say H.R. Giger is the Elijah of Satan. I always say it, and I never knew why.
I think he'd appreciate that. I wish he was already on the line to hear that.
Yeah, well, I'll repeat it. Okay. That's what I do with my good jokes. Okay. Okay, so we've got the mic set up at the third chair.
Now, my eyes are going to roll back, okay, into my head. And you're going to see not only the whites of my eyes, but actually the back of my eyes, they're going to rotate back 180 degrees. So if you see kind of veins and cords and stuff, don't freak out.
So I'm going to see the tube that connects your eyes
basically,
to your brain.
And here's is just a little bottle of wet tears, Bausch & Lomb wet tears, just throughout the interview, if you could just keep those things a little moist, because I do tend to dry out. That's my only risk. But I'm going to go away.
Okay.
And then when I go, when my eyes roll back and I start shaking, and if I drool blood, don't worry about that. That's
drool
fine, too.
Blood.
Don't worry about that.
Is there a drop for it?
No, that one's basically just don't let me go hours and hours. I'll bleed out, but, you know, a little while's fine.
Okay.
Because your body regenerates blood or so, they'll have you bleed.
Okay.
So, and then once you see that, okay, once you see that, you just kind of go get on that Nextel walkie-talkie and just say, hey, good buddy, it's Caitlin. Come back. You know, and he appreciates CB lingo.
Okay.
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 All right, here I go.
Okay, so for the listeners, Matt's eyes are, oh, wow, I've never, I mean, he's past the whites. They're, oh, he looks like he's in so much pain. His whole body is seizing. Oh, God. Okay, I think he, Matt, I think he's under. Okay. Okay, I'm picking up the walkie-talkie. 10-4, good buddy. This is Caitlin. Why don't you come on back?
Hello, good buddy. I've got my ears on. Come back.
Mr. Giger?
The one and only. It's so nice to talk to somebody. You know, it gets a little bit lonely in this dimension.
Wow. I can't tell you what an honor it is. I'm a big fan. I'm so sorry you never got to make Dune. I really love the art for it.
Thank you. I'm such a big fan of yours. Who are you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a podcast host in LA. I host a podcast in Los Angeles.
I like pods. They are hatching compartments, usually lined with a type of, viscous gel or something. That's what you do?
It is so much like that.
Good.
Yeah, but for comedy. It's like a viscous comedy.
I love comedy.
Do you? Do you like a favorite comedian?
I guess Damon Wayans Jr.
That makes sense.
Yes.
Oh, Mr. Giger, I mean, I hope you have a little bit of time to talk because I have some questions.
Nothing but time for where I am. Time is but a flat circle. And that's not from True Detective Season 1. They took that from us.
But you can watch True Detective.
Sure.
In...
Season 2 is my favorite.
Wow, that truly is satanic. what is your dimension like?
I guess it's about 144 square feet. And that is cubic, so, you know, 12 feet length, width, height. It's like my own room, but I can go out, and then that's where it gets pretty trippy. The sun sets perpetually, but from the bottom down. So the ground is the upper horizon, and the sunset, when it sets, goes up.
Wow, that's pretty hard to picture.
Yeah.
From this dimension.
Well, just think of it as negative to what you know. It's the elsewhere.
Wow. Is a lot of stuff in the elsewhere also just like the opposite of here? Like
no,
fish fly?
But of course, I mean, yes.
Oh, yes. Cool. Okay. I'm going to get pretty confused if we keep going with the no, is yes, everything's upside down.
Yes.
But I'm ready to rock with it. I think that if this isn't too personal of a question to start with, of course, you know, in my research for this podcast, I was looking into a lot of your connections to the Illuminati.
Oh, sure.
And were you a member?
Oh, yeah, card carrying.
Oh, they have a card.
Sure, they I do.
What's on it?
Well, first of all, your photographic ID picture.
Sure.
And that one, they allowed me to do a painting of myself, which I just did a representation of a spatula covered in goo.
Oh, wow. But yeah. They knew it was you from the picture?
Hard not to.
Yeah.
And then my signature, which again, I did not sign my name in my script, but what I did was take, you know those little stirring straws for coffee that are tiny?
So small, yeah, sure.
I took a little bit of blood and mixed it with squid ink and then spattered it through that to create the kind of a stipple spatter that is my common mark.
Ah, stippled spatter.
It's unique to me.
I would love to see that. Is that still on our plane? Like, could I find it?
Certainly.
Oh.
If you just Google stipplespatter.com /HR Giger/version 4, because it took me about 4 to perfect it, you will see a link to google.com where you can Google that.
Okay.
And that will take you to a video on a YouTube.
Sure.
Which will lead you to a national treasure-like treasure hunt to my spatter.
Okay, so National Treasure came up before. Matt Gourley, who I think you know?
Yeah, he's been hounding me to get in the Illuminati.
He seemed like, I don't mean to be rude, but he seemed really thirsty for it.
Yeah, he's a bit of a hanger-on, if you know.
I totally do.
We like his ideas and where he's coming from, but there's something a little desperate about him, a little grabby.
Yeah, sure. And like, it seems like to be Illuminati, you need that really like dark side. You know what I mean?
He doesn't have it. He wears a lot of royal blues and pastels, and he's got to learn that the negative side of things is where it's at.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I'm a very dark, gloomy person.
Really? You're not wearing any pastels right now? No plaids, no large print patterns that basically say to me, Easter basket?
I can't imagine a shirt like that.
What are you wearing? And I don't mean that in a creepy way.
Oh, Mr. Giger.
Oh, well.
You're married.
And you know, when you pass on to the other realm, you aren't married in the earthly sense. You simply become married to everything. So essentially we are married now, so there's nothing wrong in me asking.
Well, that's fair. And since you ask, I will tell you I'm wearing a black leather duster, my regular summer outfit.
And you've got the place you're recording satisfactorily cooled for a wardrobe like that? It's not too hot in there?
It's like an ice box in here.
Okay.
I like it because it reminds me of The Matrix, which I think is the edgiest film of all time.
More edgy than, let's say, Species?
I haven't seen Species.
Check it out.
Okay, I would be happy to. So the next question I really wanted to ask you, and it's a little bit of a pivot, but do you still harbor any anger about not being asked to come back for Aliens?
Listen, yes.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I was angry for not being asked, but ultimately when I saw what Jimmy Cameron had done with that film, I think he took it too much to the mainstream, you know? He made it a war movie when it should have gone doubled down on horror and psychology of the feminine mystique and the...
Are you a Betty Friedan fan?
What now?
The book, The Feminine Mystique?
Yes. I thought you said Betty Friedan, someone endorsing someone for office.
Oh.
But in both cases, yes, I'm for The Feminine Mystique, the book, and Dan, who's running for city council in Tustin, California. And if you doubt his eligibility, just ask Betty.
Yeah. Now, if you are in Tustin, go ahead. And I also do endorse Dan. We have so much in common, Mr. Giger. That's so fun.
Yeah.
So I brought Matt Gourley here to talk about mostly the Illuminati. And so I wonder, do you know if there's kind of a long-term Illuminati plan?
Certainly. Now, I illuminated the blueprint of the next, 7 millennia in some of my paintings. For instance, there is one you can Google where I have propped up a lot of the illuminaries of the Illuminati.
Mm-hmm.
Timothy Leary, H.P. Lovecraft.
Mm-hmm. Also just like your friend?
A good friend of mine.
Yeah, just like that one guy.
Swiss mythologist, but really just a friend of mine. Fun guy, too. Mm. We get together sometimes. He's the one that got me onto Damon Wayans Jr.
Oh, that's fun. Yeah. What was the first Damon Wayans movie you saw?
I came to him through his father, Damon Wayans Senior. Mm. And lately we've been getting into Damon Wayans the Third, which is just a bunch of baby comedies.
Yeah, yeah.
Really good stuff.
It's cute, right? Yeah. Do you like babies?
Love them. I put a lot of them in my paintings. They often are harbingers of doom, or also they are kind of merged or melded with bullets in a gun. I made a painting and sculptures of a gun that shoots baby bullets.
Birth Machine. I think that's a beautiful sculpture.
Oh, you're a fan.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, our babies being like extruded out of slime tubes is fun.
That's, I mean, you call it that, but I call it birth. Mm. I mean, that's essentially what's happening there.
That's a great point. You're just being extruded out of a slime tube.
And that's implying slime tube is a negative connotation. And of course, that's not the case. A slime tube is not inherently a bad thing. First of all, tube signifies delivery. Slime signifies lubrication for even easier deliveries.
Oh, I was scared you were going to say evil for
a second. No, not evil. Oh, no. The more slime and the more tubes, the more you get and the better you feel. Let's have beans for every meal. And tubes.
Yeah. That's beans, a great beans, pull quote
the
from
magical
this episode.
Tubes.
Yeah. Beans, the magical tubes. Yeah. You know, speaking of magical tubes.
Please.
I have a question for you that is sort of personal to me. It's not really about the Illuminati.
Oh, shoot, honey.
I am a big science fiction fan.
Me too.
I would hope. I really love Star Trek. And I was wondering what you think about this trend in science fiction for, you know, kind of like clean, white, molded plastic design, you know, where everything's just sort of like carpeted and like gray and like pleasant.
I'm not a fan, as you may not be surprised. Mm. I don't like the iPodization of science fiction. I blame Steve Jobs. And
Is he in the other dimension? I'm sorry to interrupt.
He is, but he lives way down the road because they don't like the two. First of all, they don't think the two of us would mix. We're sort of oil and vinegar. Yeah. But also, I don't think they want us together because they're afraid what the two of us might make if we did mix. Imagine the ramifications.
I mean, that just boggles the mind. Like an iPhone that also is a penis that is covered in spikes.
Yeah, I guess that could be one thing.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to tell you how to do your job.
No, you know, now that I think of it, that would be the most likely thing. Mm. An eye penis. Now you've got my brain a-reeling. Oh. Maybe I should try to make my way down the road. He could meet me halfway at Bill Gates' house. Now, he is not yet here, but his house is, and it is something very smart.
Really?
Smart technology.
And that makes sense, because Bill Gates is exactly in between Steve Jobs and H.R. Geiger, like, you know, ideologically.
So. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Elon Musk, too, has a house down the road.
What's his house like?
It's just like a rabbit's warren. And it turns out his name is more than just a name. It is literal. That man is musky and his scent precedes him. You get near that warren and it smells like an Equinox gym. The barbecue and mustard and rubber. Those are the three things it smells like.
Barbecue, mustard, and rubber. Yeah. And his scent is like preceding him into death.
Yes, certainly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, he typically wears Nehru collars. Now, regular collars are a sort of scent baffle. They can keep it in. Nehru collars, that's basically a funnel. That is a rifled barrel of odor that will come out and announce your pheromones days before you arrive.
You know, I'm learning so much about men's wardrobes from you, H.R. Giger. Mr. Giger.
That's okay. And over here in the negative world, yeah. I'm wearing a large print pastel plaid that looks like an Easter basket. That's why I asked.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yeah.
So sort of you can just let it all hang loose, like a cuffed shirt that's like an oversized.
I like that. Yeah. I'd wear an apron and clogs, but like wooden clogs. And anyway, I have digressed. I did want to say that my paintings are a blueprint to the coming 7 millennia of the rule of the Illuminati. And that is not a despotical rule. Oh. That is a democratic rule that will let all men and women and children be equal.
Wow. I do want to hear more. I do have to put on Matt Gourley's eye drops really quickly because his tubes are just so.
That's that.
Okay. So the next 7 millennia.
Yeah.
So I sort of talked about this with Matt, but when I hear rule over millennia, you know, I get nervous because I'm like, oh, are they going to, you know, crush us little people into the ground? What's going to happen?
Well, here's the thing. When I mention slime tubes, that's not accidental. We are going to hook everyone up to slime tubes, but that's only because our resources will run so low that we essentially have to go over into the singularity, some people call it. I like to call it the slime tubes place.
Oh, you call the technological singularity the slime tubes place?
I do. Okay. And I'm working on a patent or trademark because we're still focus grouping that. So I don't know if that's going to stick, but that's just a sneak peek. Mm. And what we'll do is we'll feed by slime tube and also, pardon my French, excrete by slime tube. Ugh. And there will be a sort of circulatory system from food to waste that will go through Elon Musk's Warren, and that is where it will be filtered into a banana paste back to food.
When you say banana paste, is it literally bananas or just smells like it?
It smells like it and tastes like it and looks like it and is it.
Well, Elon Musk is kind of coming across as like a sympathetic guy here because he gave his home over to the slime tube.
Oh, I don't know if he knows. He hasn't gotten here yet, but we will appeal to his sense of industry.
Yeah.
And hopefully he won't make it all public in the economic sense, you know, because industry is a big part of the Illuminati. The Eye of Horus on the dollar bill is the reference I will make.
Oh, sure. Oh, you know what? That reminds me. I did want to ask you. So the National Treasure films.
Oh, yeah.
Matt was saying that once the third one is made, that's going to trigger the, some would call it the apocalypse. You guys obviously would call it something else. The slime tube singularity. I wonder, like, is there anything that I as a regular citizen can do to help get that movie made?
Oh, Caitlin, it sounds like you're into this and maybe a believer of sorts.
You know, as soon as I heard banana paste, I got kind of interested.
And that's just the beginning. You can choose a flavor. Think Froyo, right? So dulce de leche, salted caramel, all of that.
Like
anyway,
little mochi squares on
mochi
top?
Mochi squares. Ooh. Oh, you're not kidding. So also Fruity Pebbles, my personal favorite. Now, these movies, I left behind a sort of style bible and concept designs, much like I did for Jodorowsky's Dune. Mm. So this third movie will converge the current world with the slime tube world. Mm. And that's what will happen. But we need Nicolas Cage to sign on. And honestly, I can't imagine what's keeping him. He's making some real shit movies.
Yeah.
This one could really usher in some good things.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe, you know, I hate to bring about the apocalypse, but I think maybe something I could offer to you is maybe my listeners could tweet at Nicolas Cage.
I would love this if you would do this.
Okay.
So he's on Twitter?
I don't know, but I'm sure we can get him on it.
He must have a publicist or something.
Something like
his
that.
His cousin Talia Shire, maybe hit her up. I don't know. Talia Shire, his cousin.
I don't know
Francis
her.
Ford Coppola's daughter.
Oh,
sister.
Okay.
Sister. Roman Coppola. Any of the, you know, he's a Coppola, Nicolas Cage.
I know. And he changed his name to try and hide it. But everybody knew.
Yeah, everybody
knew.
So hit up all the Coppolas. Maybe go to Coppola Winery. Do a tasting. And then after you've purchased the wine, go, oh, I almost forgot. Could you tell Nicolas Cage to be in National Treasure 3, Book of Slime Tubes?
Yeah. So I guess like the question that's at the heart of this whole thing is Nicolas Cage Illuminati?
He is. Do you know how Jesus brings in the second coming of Christianity?
Oh, sure.
Is he a Christian or a Jew, right? He's the first Christian, but he's also a Jew and always will be.
Wow.
Nicolas Cage is a sort of earthly layman, but also an Illuminati by ushering it in. He doesn't know.
Yeah.
But he will know when he does.
Wow. How do you think he'll feel about it?
Pretty good, I think.
Cool.
That's just my gut.
Wow. Great. Okay. I wonder, you know, a lot of people have said it's not Illuminati and Giger's art, it's Satanism. He loves... Oh, that makes you laugh, huh?
Yeah, they... Well, to be honest, I had to couch it in something dark, right? Mm-hmm. Because if people thought it was the Illuminati, they might not like it. Mm-hmm. So I had to appeal to their prurient natures. And now I got them, right?
Oh, boy, did you ever. And I mean, we all love Alien.
Everybody loves darkness, but they like it when they become embroiled in darkness and then made to be good. They like a redemption story. So you come for the darkness, stay for the redemption of the Illuminati, and then we all win in our reformation, including you, Nick.
Yeah, someday he'll be right there in the network of tubes and other tubes right there with us.
That's right.
So this does sound a lot like the plot of The Matrix to me.
Oh, that old hackney rag.
Oh my, you are not a fan of the siblings.
Look, you know how Illuminati's all branched off of Bavarian Illuminati, so there's all these splinter groups, right?
Sure.
And they're hackneyed, want-to-be posers.
Wow.
They're want-to-bes, okay? And one of the groups, the Wachowski brothers, who are now, I think, both sisters.
Yes.
Yes, and always were, because I got no beef, no qualm with that.
You,
I am
ESP, is so nice to,
plus positive.
That's great to hear you be so, you know, open-minded
for
someone who was born in like the 50s.
Right. Well, yeah, and I think that's reason for them to come over to this Illuminati group, because they're just, you know, like, get something original, right? Mm. Because that's... It's all Faust, it's all Goethe anyway that they're drawing upon.
Mm.
Come over to some originality. The Matrix? What were those sequels? Are you kidding? Jupiter Ascending?
More okay, like, now, Mr. Giger, I don't like to fight with a guest.
Okay, don't.
I don't like to, but I have to because I really liked Jupiter Ascending.
To tell you the truth, I've never seen it.
Hmm. Well, I think you should consider watching it.
I will do that. Yeah. Okay. But what about those two Matrix sequels?
They weren't good. I'm with you. Animatrix, though.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah.
But you telling me that's not stealing on the visual concepts of me, R. Giger?
That's a great point.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you call yourself me, R. Giger.
Well, me, R. Giger, like I are who I am.
That makes so much sense.
You are Caitlin, me, R. Giger.
I did hear a rumor that the R is for racist. What do you say to that?
No, okay. It's for hey, really, Giger. Like, no one could be more Giger than me.
That's so true. There's never been a more Giger person.
Some people would say my father, but he was a pharmacist and he did not like of my dealings with the Illuminati and Timothy Leary.
Mm.
But I think that alone disqualifies him from being the most Giger.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I'm leaning into my proclivities. He is shying away from them.
You know, he could have been the most Giger of all the Gigers, but he got wrapped up in a world of money and middle class sensibilities.
That's right. And so I don't have any offspring. Maybe I do. But really, the contender for next most Giger would be my cat, Moogie.
Oh, Moogie.
She's so Giger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the thing a lot of people don't know is that the way she goes to the litter box is like really fucked up, like really psychosexual.
Yes.
Like.
First of all, to even get to it, do you know those pneumatic tubes they used to have at Home Depot?
Sure.
That's what she has to do to get to one. But instead of air, it's a type of pus.
You shoot your cat through a pus tube so she can pee?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I do.
Wow. I really only have one more question for you, Mr. Giger. And it's...
I'm a Gemini.
Oh, that makes so much sense.
Yeah.
Split. Hello. Double personality. Oh, this is fun. No, actually, I was wondering who you liked working with more, Korn or Danzig?
Gosh, let's see. Now, I have to say Korn solely because they turned that R around in their name, which tells me they get what Toys R Us is doing, and they get symbology, like the Illuminati constantly putting the number 17 in my paintings.
Yeah.
And the number 23, which brings us back to the movie by Joel Schumacher and Jim Carrey, number 23, wow. which would have been a wonderful Nick Cage vehicle. And oh. we all told him, you've got to do this.
You gotta
but
do
he
it.
Was busy making Wicker Man 2, Book of Baskets.
It's so funny that so many of these movies have Book of in the
I
name.
Know.
What is that?
Well, look at Blair Witch 2, Book of Shadows.
Yeah. Toy Story 2, Book of the Toys.
Yes. Let's do more.
Okay.
Star Wars Episode 2, Book of Pages.
Yeah. Oh, book. Who can forget all those pages?
Yeah.
Yeah. Titanic 2, Book of the Sunken.
That's right. Jaws 2, Book of Shark Week.
Yeah. Oh, so scary. Yeah. Way scarier than Jaws 1.
Yeah.
Because the shark's bigger.
Yeah.
And of course, the Bible 2, The Coming of Jesus.
That's right. The Book of Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't put book in it because it's actually a book and I got confused.
But yeah, it's important. All books should have the clarification that they are books or really it's false advertising.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
You pick it up and you're like, what is this, a Blu-ray?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, I lobbied for National Treasure 2 to be called National Treasure 2 Movie of Book of Secrets.
Wow.
Because I think it's a little confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's such a great point. I hope this isn't, you know, too emotional, but I wish you were still around to sort of like fix problems like
that. I am still around, honey. Aww. I'm always here. Look to your heart, look to your slime tubes, look in your cat's litter box, and you will find me. And if you need anything, just keep this Nextel walkie-talkie.
Okay.
Keep the plan active, because these are hard to come by these days,
yeah.
right?
You wouldn't believe what we went through to get this.
Arizona, I bet.
You heard, yeah.
Yeah, it's there or Delaware, where they have all the credit cards. Anyway, you keep that. And we'll check in from time to time.
Wow. Thank you so much. I feel like I have a fairy godmother.
Can I count on your support for the Illuminati this November?
You know what? Yeah, you can.
Thanks, good buddy.
Oh.
10-4. I'm pickle parked on the side. 10-10 in the shade. Running bare in the air. A cab over Pete. And I got a convoy with the hammer down.
Oh, HR. Okay, well, Matt's drooling a lot of blood. So I should say goodbye for now.
Over and out.
Over and out, good buddy.
How do I turn this off again? I always forget how to do this. I don't want to leave it on. Oh, I just take my thumb.
Matt? Oh yeah, you got a lot of blood. How are you feeling?
Wow, I can tell by the size of that blood puddle that you had quite a conversation.
We did. I hope that's okay.
It's okay. In fact, I kind of treat these blood puddles post conversation as a Rorschach test on how they went. And this one looks, well, frankly, Caitlin, it looks like you're a believer.
Well, I guess this conversation just sort of like opened up new worlds to me that I didn't know existed. I mean, literally, because now I just have a Nextel that will connect me to HR Giger whenever I want.
That's something a lot of people don't have.
Yeah.
Even I don't have that. He wouldn't give me one.
Really?
No, he gets bothered by me sometimes.
Yeah, he didn't mention anything about that.
Oh,
so
well,
I don't.
Maybe I'm making progress.
Maybe. Okay, well, the way that it works on this podcast mm-hmm. is that I break things up into two different scales.
Okay.
Want to believe and do believe. So, you know, want to believe being like how much, you know, I enjoy this conspiracy theory if it makes the world a more magical place. And do believe, like just how much I'm, you know, convinced by the cold, hard facts.
Okay.
In this case, want to believe out of 10 National Treasure 2, Books of Secrets.
I think you mean X-Files 2, Book of Secrets, Want to Believe.
I think that is what I mean. Yeah. I mean X-Files 2, Book of Secrets, Want to Believe. Out of 10 of those, Want to Believe, I'm going to give this a 2. Because look, slime tube sounds bad to me. Uh-huh. Much as I like the flavors, and I know that a lot of this isn't going to make a lot of sense to you because you weren't there for any of it. I can't look. Matt, you're drooling so much blood.
Matt, having a little trouble breathing.
No. Listen, it's not a reflection on you. It's not a reflection on the Illuminati. It's just I want to think of a world in which humans are empowered to make their own choices. We're not being governed by a secret cabal.
I got to get 10 of these people in by Friday because I don't know. You know, we don't want to call it a pyramid scheme, but the pyramid itself features heavily in our symbology, and so I gotta get 10 people
in. So you guys invite, but listen to this. Okay. Wait for it. Okay. Here's more tissues.
Thank you.
Do believe.
You
how
do?
How much I'm convinced that this is true on a scale out of 10, stipplepatter.com/HRG/version 4s, out of 10 of those. I'm giving this a 10.
Oh.
I believe.
I'm at a nine. This is so fantastic.
You've got a 9.
My God.
That's why you're not in the Illuminati yet. Jesus.
Probably.
Try harder.
Well, yeah, you're right.
I'm sold. What I saw and what the special producer for today, Grant, saw is undeniable.
Great.
I mean, it's real. It's all real.
God. Okay. Then the next step, Caitlin, is you got to go to 10 people and you got to get them to believe, okay? And then you bring those Stipple signatures back to me with a pledge for, we'll deal with the amounts later, but if you would just bring those back to me and I'll give you 30 days on that.
Well, what are they doing with the money?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, then why are you in this scheme?
A scheme?
Well, you just call it a pyramid scheme. It's an Amway. It's the Amway of the dark forces of domination
again,
and destruction.
A scheme, again, is not inherently negative.
Oh.
A scheme itself is just a plan to achieve something.
Oh.
You've got to open your worldview and get to that negative side, the anti side, but which really is the pro side if you're on that side. Every anti has a pro, and every pro has an anti, and every anti has an uncle, and every uncle has a niece. And wouldn't it be neat if we could all come together?
You got me. Okay, done. Great. That was rock solid logic and it made perfect sense. Thanks. And wouldn't it be nice?
Yeah. Wouldn't it be nice to have a pyramid?
Slime tubes. End of the world. This has been an absolute journey. Thank you so much for being my guest on the podcast. And even though I am now a member of some sort of pyramid of destruction, I still want to, you know, kind of stick to the basics of podcasting. Is there anything you want to plug?
Sure. Listen, I got a podcast coming out with my friend Paul Rust on Stitcher Premium behind a paywall for 6 months, but then it goes free after that. And it's all about the Friday the 13th series. And it's a limited run, and it's going to be tons of fun. Also, my first podcast, Love Superego, is coming back later this year, and that will debut on Stitcher Premium, too, and then go free to the world later on. The point is, subscribe to Stitcher Premium, and you're going to be getting tons of goodies. Use promo code GORLY.
Stitcher Premium, slime tubes. It's all you need.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Matt. What
Thank
a
you.
Treat.
Thank you.
And I'll loop you in with Giger sometime soon.
I'd love that.
Great. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Lizard People. I've been your host, Caitlin Hempstead, and if you're interested in supporting the show, you can subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Bye! Campfire. Hey, Batch Nation.
It's Alex.
And Sarah.
And we've had so much fun recapping Becca's season of The Bachelorette that we obviously decided to cover the season of Bachelor in Paradise. Episodes will air on ABC starting August 7th.
And look for episodes from us, TTBP, every Thursday starting August 9th.
Hopefully Grocery Joe doesn't find love. That way he's still on the market.
Get it?
No. Almost paradise.